Welcome to the Spokane Public Schools Budget Open House. Thank you for your engagement in a difficult conversation. We've worked for months on a plan to provide a balanced budget for the 2019-20 school year.
The greeting to visitors at the Schadel Park Open House steers them to visual displays and roundtable discussions led by district staff.
Please feel free to join any conversation at any time.
There are 9 tables with themes, from reductions in teacher staffing levels to changes in how school libraries will be staffed. At one table, Craig Numata and Heather Ellingson are explaining the basics of local school levies to 3 parents. Ellingson is the district's budget director. Numata is the supervisor of fiscal analysis and data reporting. The district has a levy dilemma. Last year, it asked taxpayers for authority to collect $1.71 per $1,000 of assessed valuation, and the voters said yes. Legally, the state said the district could only collect $1.50, and that's what it's doing. There's 21 cents it hasn't been collecting. Meanwhile, this year, Numata says the legislature gave districts some relief and eased the levy limits.
What additionally they said is, well, you can actually go all the way to $2.50 if you want. And we're like, great, but we only went to $1.71. So if we want to get that, we're going to have to ask for to go from $1.71 anywhere up to $2.50. That's the max that we could go. But if we're going to do that, we would have to do that in November.
That would be a second local school levy. District officials say it would raise another $9 million. Even though Spokane voters have a long history of supporting levies, this would be uncharted territory. There's always the chance they could say no. And so the school board must decide this summer how to move forward as it finalizes the new budget by the end of August. Associate Superintendent Mark Anderson says since the district first publicly discussed the large impending deficit, the legislature came through with a bit of extra help.
So it did reduce that gap from about 31 to now about 26 million. So we still have a gap left to fill as far as making reductions in expenditure.
He says the district's projection for the next 4 years is not much better.
It showed a deficit in years 3 and 4. So unless the legislature changes something or we change our spending pattern to get it in line, that's what it'll take. You know? And that's what we're experiencing right now, is we're having to adjust our spending to fit the funding that's available.
The district has already notified teachers who will not be retained next year. Some could be hired back as the district makes its teacher assignments for the fall. Thursday's open house will run from 5 to 7 p.m. at Ferris High School. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.